I've been learning about myself, and now I realize that I am not alone, that there's a lot more people who feel this way, and I want to share their stories and some of my stories about struggling with social anxiety, learning about myself. Welcome to the Introverts Galaxy. Hey, welcome back to another episode where I am by myself. There's something else that I've had for a long, long time. I do not call people. I don't communicate with family and friends a lot. I don't know why that is. I used to wonder why I'm like that. I don't understand. I don't get it. Like, I can be by myself. I don't mind being by myself for a long time. Like, isolated. I could be at home or somewhere by myself, walking in the woods, walking the sidewalk, and just looking at buildings if I'm in the city. I don't mind. I just don't mind being alone. Bike ride by myself. I do like company. I like when somebody comes bike riding. And then I like having company. I like getting together with close friends and family. But I don't understand why I don't start that more often. Like, I don't call, why don't I call people more often? People I know I like. Friends, family I know I love. Why don't I start those conversations? I don't know. I actually, with my kids, at one point, I don't do it anymore. I stop. I had it on my calendar. Call Alex. Call Melanie. Call them. I don't know why. I couldn't just, you know, every day or every other day, whatever, once a week. I had it on my calendar to remind me. And it helped me, but then I started ignoring it. Now I just call them on my own when I feel like I want to talk to my kids. And I've created a habit of doing it more often. I had to actually work on creating a habit. So I've made it a habit to call my mom and my kids more often. But it's created some problems in the past where actually some friends have gotten really upset. Especially one friend got really, really upset that I did not call. And some family have gotten offended, hurt, told me their feelings were hurt. And I felt really bad for it. And I've made an effort to call more often, but with time I stop. I don't know why I'm like that. I used to feel really bad about it. I don't feel as bad anymore. I just kind of accepted that that's just how I am. And you know what's funny? When I meet somebody who is like that, has been rare, because people usually don't say things like that. Oh yeah. But one time this friend of mine, Daniel, that I met in a missionary trip, he told me that he's like that. And I was like, yes, I am like that too. And we were like, oh my God, this is great. So if we talk in 6 months, it's okay. You know, no hurt feelings. We're going to talk, like, be happy. And we've talked 6 months, even a year. We had talking and we're like, oh man, nice hearing from you. And then we have a conversation. And I have a few people that we're that comfortable that we've said, hey, look, it's okay. We know we like this and it's fine. Is that okay? Probably not completely. I'm not sure. Because there's people that I love that are like this and it hurts. Well, before it hurt a lot more that I didn't have more communication with them. Because they're like me or even more. And I wish that we had more communication. But then I got used to it and I just accepted it. And now I understand why my dad was so hurt about this. My dad used to tell me all the time at one point over a couple of years that, wow, you're Richard, you don't care about me, you don't call me and stuff. So I made an effort to call him, but I couldn't create a habit. My dad and I had a bad relationship during those years, so that probably didn't help. I don't think it's a bad thing that I do that. But it can be unhealthy. Like, there's got to be a balance. I cannot be completely isolated because I know that's not good. I actually enjoy talking and meeting with people I like. So I know that I have to make an effort at creating better habits, meeting and talking to the people I like. I could easily go into a thing where I don't talk to anybody, right? That would not be good. I mean, we are human beings that inside of us, we have this need of having company. So I know that I cannot just completely eliminate all company. That would be crazy. It would probably do some big damage to myself, to me. But it's a thing that takes a little bit of effort for me to do, to continue to stay connected with the people that I like. If you're listening to this and you are not like that and you know somebody who is like this, one thing that I can tell you that when I talk to somebody and we haven't talked in a while and they say something like, oh, you never called me, or you're, ah, man, you forgot about me. When they do that, I'm like, oh, God, why am I talking to you right now? You're making me feel bad. So don't do that. The best thing you can say is just, wow, this is really nice hearing you again. Wow, so nice to hear from you. So nice to hear your voice. Something like that. Just be cheerful. Don't mention anything negative. Don't be negative, okay? Because then they don't want to talk to you. You know, it's so nice when I haven't talked to somebody in a long time and they say something nice like, oh, God, wow, hey, what a nice surprise. So that's what I do. I don't think I do that anymore. I used to. I mean, I used to do that to my daughter and other people. Wow, you so hard to reach you. It's harder to reach you than blah, 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 blah. So I don't do that anymore. People sometimes are going through something also. Somebody may be going through something tough, like a rough time right now, and they don't want to really talk. And if you know somebody like that, that you can't reach, I mean, don't bombard them, because that's what I did. Someone I love so much was going through a tough time and I bombarded them. I mean, texted multiple times a day, called multiple times a day, left voicemail. It was overwhelming. And I was going crazy. Like, oh my God, I gotta help you. I need to talk to you. Let me talk to you. Let me help you. I'm going to fix you. I am going to fix you. That was no good. Okay? That was no good. So maybe just send them one text. Limit yourself in doing multiple texts or calls to one a day. And eventually, one every couple of days. And just stay at one every couple of days. And say something nice. In short, like I would write a letter, long messages. It's too much. Look, that worked. That did not work for me. If it's working for you, great. But I'm telling you what worked for me was to just send a short text letting them know I love you, or look, I care about you. Thinking of you. So this is what I said, thinking of you. One time I said, I know you're going through something difficult. Oh, no, hold on. I think that's it. Listen, I'm here for you. Whenever you are ready to talk, you know where to find me. Something like that. Simple. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you're enjoying my podcast, then please share it with your friends. And if you think it'll help someone, share it with them. The best way to help me and my podcast is by leaving me a rating and review. If you've done that already, I thank you so much. The more ratings, the easier it is for my podcast to be found by other listeners. Again, thank you so much. And leave your Twitter or Instagram handle in your review, and I will send you a message.